Greetings and salutations. The True Vegan Radio is airing again in those quarantine times, being at home for weeks and ages. Definitely takes away the hope of live concerts or seeing any bands, any music live, which gives me a good reason to think about collecting records and collecting good old vinyl. And yeah, there's nobody else in the True Vegan universe I was told. Then I should be talking to the Max motherfucker from True Vegan Satanica, who is supposedly the biggest Turbo Negro vinyl collector on the planet. Is that true?
Yeah, actually I'm recording not only vinyls, also the CDs, so, and the tapes with not so many, but the complete discography at all, I'd say.
Okay, so how many Turbo Negro records are we talking then? Do you have a concrete number of how many records of the band Turbo Negro you personally own?
I got no exact number at the moment, but I guess about 150 releases of Turbo Negro in physical copy.
God. So you, okay, 100 different releases, meaning of course a certain amount of records, singles and LPs. But definitely from various countries, is that right? And various formats?
Yeah, actually, it's very often it's only the color that's changing. Blitzcore, for example, released everything in difficult colors, and the represses that just got released, they are always once in black vinyl and once in a colored vinyl. So pretty quickly, you got a pretty huge number.
Yeah, so every time Turbo Negro puts out a new album, you are buying at least two records. Is that a fair estimate, or is it more?
I'd say I'd buy all the records that are available.
Okay, how's your process going into that? If you know, okay, let's say Turbo Negro is releasing the Rock and Roll Machine, their latest album. What were the first step that you had to take as a collector, and how are you getting all that different releases?
I directly use the pre-order and click on every available release at the Rock and Roll Machine. There was the vinyl, there was a tape, and also there was the CD. And this time there's only one CD that's different from the others, also at all, there's only one kind of release. And the last release, the Sexual Harassment, they've been released on two formats. There was once the Scandinavian version and once the international worldwide version.
How do they differ? Do they have any difference next to a possible color?
There's only a difference, a little detail of the labels in the back. In the Scandinavian version, it doesn't say Volcom Entertainment, and the international one is only Volcom Entertainment.
Okay, so this is really only slight differences, but you are really aware of that. Where do you find all the new and different releases? How do you know that they are releasing in different countries in different colors? Where are you going to get this information?
Actually, that information is released somewhere in the Facebook universe or so by the band, and if you follow it, they mostly share. You can pre-order international on this link, and for Scandinavian people, pre-order at this link, and then you see that there's suddenly a different label involved or something like this, and that's the chance to use.
Okay, so thinking back, when did you actually? For how long have you been in the Jugend, and when did you start collecting the Turbo Negro records?
In May, I'm a member of the Turbo Jugend since 15 years. Actually, we got a big party planned for 15 years of Turbo Jugend Hotweiler, my first chapter. But yeah, because of the corona, it's not sure if this party is going to happen. And it started before that I bought some CDs, and I really fell in love with that band. Scandinavian Leather was released when I got in touch with the music of Turbo Negro, and Party Animals got me as a big fan directly. And so I bought the released records. I had copied CDs of older stuff like Never Is Forever, Podcast, and slowly my collection was growing. Then I started to listen to vinyl records in like 2006, and I slowly started to buy each color on vinyl, or each record on vinyl. Then suddenly there was another color available, and I thought, yeah, that's something I need. And it's a never-ending story till today.
Yeah, I know that maybe it's something I need. This is the worst sentence, the worst thing that can happen to you as a collector. But back then, in the days to 2006, where did you look up the whole catalog of the Turban Eagle records? Is there a certain place you go to, or are you always just looking on Facebook? But back then, I think Facebook was not that big. Or
it was the MySpace area.
Oh yeah, the good old MySpace area. Yeah.
For the young kids, it's something like Facebook, but was more cool.
Yeah, with more music on it. Music, focus of music, right? A
little bit. Yeah. And there was this, for Germany, there's two interesting pages. If you're into music collecting at all, there's Discogs, which is pretty international. And in Germany, we also got Musiksammler.de, and that's, you can list your complete record collection pretty easy in the internet. And if you're going to a record shop, you directly see which record do you have and which is missing. And then you suddenly see, oh, there are different versions of these records. There's a 7-inch release that I don't have yet. And you also can sell and buy records on these websites from private persons and sometimes from shops. And this is how it grows. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you're on eBay, you got a few minutes left, you enter Turbo Negro and suddenly there's a record you haven't seen before. Maybe it's a bootleg, maybe it's something cool.
How big is the bootleg situation with Turbo Negro records? As a percentage maybe of all, or I don't know, a percentage is probably a really difficult way of answering it, but how many bootlegs are there out there of the band?
There's a lot of bootlegs because like 2 years ago, there was a big wave of bootlegs of Ascobra especially. And the cover has a bit different color, but it looks pretty much the same. It says Boomba Records, which was the label that first released Apocalypse Dudes and Ascobra. And if you're in a record shop and you see a cheap Boomba pressing of Ascobra, either the person doesn't know what he's selling or you get a bootleg.
Okay, but those are the exact same records, just as a bootleg pressing?
Yeah, it has no poster because the first releases of this album have the Hank poster with the snake.
Mm-hmm. When it was just lying on the ground?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Also, BitScore had some of these posters, but later, also, I think the repress now, the new one, also has no Hank poster. But this one is probably missing in the bootlegs.
Mm-hmm. So BitScore, basically, for all of you guys are not familiar with it, the younger guys, this used to be the German main Turbo Negro label, also with a tight connection to the Turbo Jürgen St. Pauli.
Boomba Records also was German, to correct you. Boomba Records, that mm-hmm. made the first release, also was from Hamburg, I think. Yes, and BitScore bought the rights for 3 records when Turbo Negro split it up. And with the right for releasing a third record, they released the live album.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was the exact situation, how it was back in the days.
But okay, I was... Yeah. you were a baby back then. Well, not a baby, but definitely way younger back then. Mm-hmm. Take us through your collection. Let's rattle through a few albums or singles that you would consider very special, especially dating back to the earlier years of Turbo Negro. What is your best piece of vinyl you own of Turbo Negro?
This actually, to have it in my hands, there's three favorite records I have. The first one is a test pressing of Scandinavian Leather, and there's two vinyls in this. And on the C side, there is the bonus song Silent Roar, and then the D side is the vinyl's edge. There's a pentagram, there's some Tiggy style figures on it, and the words Toro Negro. This is one of my favorite rarities. I think they've been made like 3 or 5 copies only. So this is really rare.
Silent Roar, a song never heard, I have to admit.
Yeah, pretty rare.
Okay.
And my favorite second one is the Bad Mongo 7-inch, which I totally love. It's there's Bingo Negro on it, and he looks like Hitler on this.
Oh, I've seen that. Mm-hmm.
And it's my favorite Toro Negro song at all. And yeah, I mean, it's such a provoking artwork. It's genius.
The band Nazi Penis putting Adolf Hitler on the cover. What else can you ask for? What where was it released, and what year?
It was, let me see. I got my collection here. And I don't have all the numbers in my head. It's on Bovine Records. I think it's an American label, and it's mm-hmm. pretty difficult to get these days. I got it as a birthday present from some friends like 10 years ago, and they paid like 80 or 90 euros for it.
Oh my God! I noticed that the prices of the old records, which is nothing coincidentally, is that this always happens with older and rare goods. But I noticed that when I picked up some copies, some old singles, the Lockdown single, the Statino Capitale single, stuff like that, some colored vinyl, they used to be all very affordable on eBay even. And on Discogs, but nowadays I was looking up a regular Scandinavian Leather LP, a vinyl, just a regular one. And I think it has to be around 100 euros. So the days of getting old records in a good condition for 30, 40 bucks or less are gone. Would you say the same thing?
Yeah, it's probably the same. I mean, at the moment, we still got a kind of vinyl hype everywhere, and the Scandinavian bands, I mean, take a look around for like the Helicopters. It's so expensive to get these bands on good condition from the first pressings. And that's good that Toro Negro is doing a repress of that stuff, because, yeah, especially S-Corps, Apocalypse Dudes, Scandinavian Leather, these records are such timeless and epic, and sometimes people say only the first pressing matters, but yeah, I'm a young man and I love the Ramones. I can't buy a first pressing of the Ramones.
You get a small car for that, probably. Well,
yeah,
a real small car, but still a car.
Yeah.
Yes, I found out that because I own the limited edition Scandinavian Leather, which I bought back in 2000, what is that, four, I think. It was the Exorcist. I never played it, but now I would be looking for just a regular record that I could play. And for some reason, I was just searching Discogs yesterday. Couldn't find it for a decent price. So really, I mean, even the regular, so to say, record, kind of old now. I mean, we're having, it's 2020 now, so those are 15, 16, 17 year old, those records. And they really, really got pricey in the meantime. They used to be some 5, 6, 7 years ago, they used to be really affordable. But now it's really getting even hard to find decent copies, I think.
Yeah, I mean, especially because Toro Negro is kind of back in the game again. Like you said, like 7, 8 years ago, Hank just left the band, and there was nobody knew how it's going on with Toro Negro. Nobody thought about Tony yet, and that was a time when there was also kind of quiet in the Toro Jugend scene. The Toro Jugend Tage had been not too busy that year, and you know. Now it's interesting again. Turbo Negro is sometimes releasing some records, and Turbo Negro is back on stages of the world, and yeah, people care about it again.
Yeah,
and the Turbo Negro is probably bigger than ever.
Yes, I mean, people go. I have the impression that especially during these Corona times, people are going, like, have a lots of time to spend at home, and they go through their records and put them on. So maybe some of them are selling, or the market will get some more material. I don't know what your opinion is on that. If Corona floods the vinyl market because everybody hits the basement and clears out his old records, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, the vinyl market is always difficult. I mean, the legendary bands always sell pretty well. The new bands don't sell at all. And Amazon itself doesn't sell vinyl anymore. If you buy vinyl on Amazon at the moment, at least in Germany, you buy it from separated shops that sell it there. So it's difficult to say what's going on with the vinyl scene at the moment. I know from pretty brilliant small labels that they don't sell too much at the moment, but there's no labels that sell super much at the moment. It's really difficult.
Yeah, it seems like that seems time since the time is on our hands all the time. We have plenty of time to spend. It's easy to look up on the prices and know that, okay, your old from your ex-boyfriend's Turbo Negro record is not to be sold around 10 euros, but make it more 70, 80, 90 euros because it's only a click away, basically. So yeah, I mean, any other favorite Turbo Negro records you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, there's also an amazing 6-inch vinyl that was limited to 20 copies only. It has a plastic cover, like 3 millimeters thick. It's a split with Bela B and Blümchen, which for the non-German people was one of the big, was probably the biggest pop star in the 90s in Germany. And for the Alpha Motherfuckers, they made a cover of Are You Ready for Some Darkness? And there's both versions on this 6-inch record. That one is also amazing. That's and super amazing. Rare to get because it's 20 copies only. Bela B is the drummer of one of the biggest German punk bands. And yeah, the cover band at this record is even more famous than the main band. And Turbo Negro, we all know, is pretty huge.
Yeah, how much would that record go for if you want to sell it?
I bought it a few months ago and it was like 150 euros, something like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is certainly not a fluke, but still affordable. I mean, If you were telling that you have 150 Turbo Negro records, so that's probably at this point price is only relative, and one thing you have to do is keep on collecting Turbo Negro records. How about the new albums? Looking at the recent, you were mentioning the Rock and Roll Machine. New album on my timeline, Even Retox is a new album. It's, sorry for that, but it's kind of hard to find some of the newer albums like Retox. It's kind of hard to get a vinyl on that. Is that true? Has there been a time when the band did not release as many vinyls during the last years?
Well, I know that the record was released on Edel Records on CD. Edel is in Europe has a lot of pop bands like DJ Bobo, for example. And on vinyl, it was released on Bitscore. Bitscore is out of the game since 2012-ish, something like this. Mm-hmm. I don't know exactly when they didn't go on really much anymore. And I don't know how many records they made, but the world market is big. Some records might got lost, got destroyed for any reasons, and it's super hard to get, and who's pressing them at the moment? Turbo Negro is re-releasing all the older stuff.
On what label is that? Are they re-releasing on the Scandinavian Letter?
Yes, mm-hmm. And Indigo Records. That's they just released a few weeks ago, Never Is Forever and Outcast, and I really hope that these other brilliant records like Scandinavian Leather or Retox are also back on records again.
So, yeah, that would at least solve my problem, just being able to listen to it and keep the good the mint condition mint and not play it. But certainly good news that that there's lots of activity going on the vinyl market, because as most of us should know, the vinyl market has surpassed the CD market, but still for some middle-aged men or women out there, used to be CD only, and now it's CDs probably just a little bit above tapes, right?
Yeah, I mean, CD is always pretty easy to listen. You can take it to the car, it's small, but if you listen to vinyl, then you got something in your hands and you listen with concentration to the music.
Exactly, and you cannot skip it easily. I think not skipping a record and having to listen through the whole record makes you really listen closely to the whole artist's work, and not just like in the new days, skip from one song, listen to, I don't know, 40% of the song and then skip to the next one, and you give this 60% and then you cut it off to the next one and you give the next one song 10 seconds. I mean, that's just not listening to music. So the good old vinyl really forces you to take in the whole artist, and really, I think, makes you appreciate the music far more.
That's so the same as well. Yeah. I mean, with vinyl, it's even easier to skip a song than on a tape.
Yeah, of course, because who can work a tape deck these days? That was, yeah, and it's always obviously not good for the tape, right? If you move it around all the time, yeah. So since you own all those records, I would bet that some of the audience are drooling at the moment, and they are probably looked up your name on the Facebook already, dropping you messages. Question is, are you selling any of your records?
I'm not selling any of my Turbo Negro records. I'm working on my collection since ages, and the mission is not yet completed. So I missed the Ask Cobra test pressing. So if anyone has this one and wants to get rid of it, let me know, please.
Okay, that's a good shout out. Yes, Ask Cobra test pressing. That's it, right?
Yes.
That's one gem you need to know. How many do you have access to also pressings from different countries? Like, let's say, in Russia or Scandinavia or the USA or South America? Is that anything you would be looking into, or do you have all of them?
I try to get every regular release that a band has made. Like, we talked about bootlegs before, and yeah, I don't care too much about the bootleg stuff because, yeah, it's nothing official and everybody can do a bootleg, let's say it like this. But for all the regular releases, I try to get them all, no matter where they come from and what color they are, I need them.
Yeah, so okay, the audience, if you listen to that, so if you know anybody, or if you're located in various parts, Australia or South America or anywhere, Russia, just hit Max Motherfucker, who's on the Facebook, if you have a record to spare or to sell. Yeah, that would be, obviously, I mean, if you're the number one guy in collecting the Turbo Negro records, you are the go-to guy if at one point Turbo Negro will get its own well-deserved museum. So you will be, at the latest, will be asked then to maybe share your collection with the interested audience, whenever that might be. So keep it.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool. So, yeah, thank you for your time. It was very, very, very interesting to dig into the history of the records and all the songs that Turbo Negro has been putting out. Most of them commonly known, but some of them really rare and unknown. You mentioned one of them on a record. So it's always worth digging through the flea markets or the Discog websites or similar websites to get your hands on a nice copy of Turbo Negro. Yes, again, as I said, if the audience wants to donate or help you widen your collection, hit the Max Motherfucker up. I think you would appreciate that. And yeah, thank you for your valuable insights. I hope to have you on the podcast soon. And if anybody, I think we can say that if anybody has a question regarding True Ligger Records or vinyl, you're the man, I guess.
Thank you very much for interviewing.
All right. Sure, Max. Take care. All the best and keep collecting.
I'll do. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
Quite impressive, this young gentleman that goes by the name of Max Motherfucker, earning my explicit tag to the podcast eventually and finally a swear word. But surely Max is doing a really great job in collecting all those myriads of Turbo Negro records, and this is exactly why he truly earned this week's Cream Puff.
Cream Puff, presented by
the Cream Puff by Max Motherfucker. It's by his own band, as Max Farten, my audio slave, reminded me that we should be pushing and providing some Turbo Jugend internal bands on the Cream Puff mostly. He has his own band called Christmas. It's been around for quite some years. I saw them a few times in Germany. Pretty good band with Max Motherfucker himself on the mic, and I am glad and very proud to present you a song of his latest album as a Cream Puff this month. Enjoy this song, play it hard, play it loud, and maybe if we are all lucky, we will be able to see Christmas on the stages in 2020, maybe later on this year, but eventually Max Motherfucker and Christmas will be on stage. Enjoy that piece of music.
My problem was to say, never talk to understand. Tell you yes and more than curse, quickly I just get back. Was abusing opinions, which said didn't stone. Conversations, dialogues, let guys and broken bones. We're just drink. I don't need a phone. Can't think of a missing link. I got a dirty link. All there is empty. Got the trap and victory. They use the attitude. Let the dirty link.